on a podcast already?
Check 1 2. Check 1 2. Check 1 2. Check 1 2.
I didn't know that.
Well, hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to another fun-filled weekend and another fun-filled episode of the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. Yep, it is. The weekend's upon us. And you know what? This weekend is kind of one of those special ones because, you know, not only is the spring weather getting better for us, we just got through the whole St. Patrick's Day vibes, but now we enter a whole season of its own where people look forward to this, especially over in sports, March Madness. Freaking love March Madness. It's goddamn awesome. And super stoked about it. Like, this is the time where we all sit down, you know, we get together. And I can remember, you know, maybe like when going through college and stuff like this, this was like a huge time where you'd take the days off. Those first couple days, crack open some beers with the guys. You'd have probably five TVs going on all at once. Everybody's glued to the bracket. So even right now, I'm kind of in that mode, but just getting back into it. And I think what kind of gives us the hiccup there is that not, you know, the fact that we didn't have March Madness last year. Now that we do have it, we're just kind of getting ourselves settled back into it. By the way, real quick, before I go into any more March Madness feel, I'm here and I'm joined with Zach tonight. Zach, do you want to say hello to everybody?
What's up, guys?
All right. Yep, Zach is he's on the tech support end right now. He's working on something, but believe me, we are working on the podcast and we have a lot to discuss. Jenna's taking the night off. She says hello to everybody, so wish her well on her schoolwork and her studies. So, yeah, going back into it, Zach, I mean, going off about the whole March Madness thing, you know, talking about the times with the TVs going, the beers flowing with the friends, watching the brackets, you know, eagle-eyeing them. How big do you get into March Madness when it comes around?
I was big into it about 3-4 years ago. I was actually at March Madness for, like, from 2016 to 2018. I went to
every
one of the playoff games. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Which ones did you attend? Like, obviously, stuff on the East, right?
Yeah, all the East Coast ones that I attend. I attended every Villanova game that year in 2016 and 2018. That was actually both years they won the whole thing.
So I'm going to ask you, are you a Villanova fan?
Yes.
Okay. Kind of figured, you know, here we are talking. We, you know, right now, live in this episode, we do have Villanova going on in the background, so we're watching the game, we're watching the score as it unravels here. So that's kind of cool that we have a little bit of a live atmosphere of March Madness going on with the podcast episode. But yeah, I have to say, my team is obviously Notre Dame. You would know that because that's my football team in college.
Garbage.
And I do follow Notre Dame sports all across the board, you know?
Garbage.
You know what? You know what? Shots fired. You did it real early, buddy.
Better
you
to
know,
start
I,
early
I,
than never.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. You know, it's not a promising year for Notre Dame basketball. I mean, this is something that I wouldn't, you know, I don't even think they're in the bracket this year, to be honest with you.
I don't remember seeing them. I was just about to ask, are they even in the bracket?
Nope, I don't even think they're in the bracket. So, I mean,
it's rough, buddy.
It is. It is pretty rough. How about Penn State? Are they in the bracket this year or no?
No. Not that I saw. They were close. I mean, they were like 2 wins, I believe, away from getting
into
it. I was
going to say, there was a little bit of talks there about it. But
anyway, they would win it anyway. Penn State never wins anything.
You can't say that. Come on.
I mean, just look at their football team. I mean, I'm not even going to go there. Never mind. Continue.
Okay. Moving on. So, listen, yeah, boys and girls, what we're going to be doing here, we're going to have a little change up. And I figured, you know what? Starting fresh, you know, the spring months ahead, you know, I kind of want to get everybody into that notion of, you know, the first couple minutes of the podcast show, let's talk it out. Let's, you know, let's see what we're doing. What happened during the week? Anything interesting happened to us or did anything come up? What are we watching? What are we listening? What are we gaming to? And of course, we want to know tonight, you know, and every night that we're podcasting, what the hell are we drinking? You know, because we all know that we love our beer. We all love our little libations for the evening. And of course, it just gets the mood settled. And it gets us glued, obviously, to just enjoying the weekend atmosphere. So, Zach, I have to ask you, what are you drinking today? Anything good?
I'm just drinking Gatorade right now.
Okay. You know, I like that because, you know, I could see where you're going with Villanova, but you're part of the team there. You're sitting on the bench. You're waiting for a call. You know,
actually, I'm actually drinking blue Gatorade, so, I mean, it fits right in.
It does. It actually does.
Drinking blue Gatorade, watching the Villanova game in the background, and just vibing to some Counter-Strike.
Nice.
Waiting for EA to...
Uh-oh.
Freaking run their dumb company the way they should.
Do you want to talk about something, Zach?
No, not right now.
Okay, to be continued.
Yeah.
All right.
For another day.
And you know what? I'm gonna hold you to that.
Unless I get really pissed me off tonight, then.
Ooh, so there is possibility of opening the box.
There's a possibility of a whole can of worms to be opened up tonight, but.
Well, I just want to let you know that, you know, no shocker, I'm drinking just light beer, Michelob Ultra tonight. Nothing on the craft side tonight. I'll be probably enjoying the craft beers on the weekend once we hit Saturday or something like that. And, I'm just sipping on a little bit of the Jim Beam Fire. So
I have
to get
some Jim Beam Honey in the fridge.
Oh, you know, that was the one that I was telling you about. That's one that I have not had. Because I've had the Jack Daniel's honey, and I've had the American honey. And people keep on telling me, like, because you know that I used to work in the liquor stores. And, you know, when you have people coming in, you know, they're always so familiar. They want to buy what they're used to buying. And that's kind of familiar with, like, somebody going in to buy American honey. Like, they're sold on it. They don't want anything else. But the minute you kind of mention, like, oh, you know, if you like American honey, then you got to try this. It's just as good or even better. And that's what I kept on hearing about, like, people are so now on that selling point where it's like, you're paying for the name, obviously. I'm not trying to bash American honey, but that's a good example where if you really like it, try the Jim Beam honey. It's just as good or even better. And I keep on hearing that. That's one of the biggest things that, like, out of the Jim Beam products, the honey is like, that's one that I have to buy. I have to try it because I love the Jack Daniel's.
I haven't even opened it yet.
Well, you got to do a taste test. You have to let us know. Yeah, you got to let us know how it is. So, but yeah, that's good. Watching, listening, gaming. What do we, anything new? I mean, I know we were talking that you were doing Ark.
Yep, it's actually a new series that's coming out on the channel, probably, if the vote would end today on Twitter. I have a poll up on Twitter, so if y'all want to go vote for that.
Nice. I think I did vote for Ark, by the way. I'd like to see Ark, just because, I mean, I know that you're getting involved with it. But yeah, I mean, there's some other mentions there that, like, 7 Days to Die. Never heard of that, actually, to be honest with you.
It's a really fun zombie game.
Is it?
You'll see it eventually, just not right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's one I'll have to look up. I mean, besides Battlefront, Madden, and everything like that, hopefully I'll be able to get on board and we'll be able to get Ark going pretty soon. So, that'll be my next one. Anything interesting happened this week?
Nope.
Okay.
Not much.
Moving on. No, because honestly, you know, I mean, the only interesting thing that I had, and I mean, I'm not trying to put myself out here as, you know, the poster child or the celebrative one, but I did get my vaccine, my first dose today. So, and just to give you guys a little status report, arm is really friggin' sore. I'm not going to lie. Like, it actually feels like where they did the shot, it kind of feels like a warm sensation. Like it's hot, you know? And I think that's typical. That could be a typical feeling with any type of shot, maybe a flu shot or a tetanus shot. Maybe it's just sensitive around the area of the skin.
Definitely the tetanus shot.
Yeah,
my arm killed me. Like, I didn't go to school the next day after I got the tetanus shot.
And you know what? I could kind of feel that now that the hours are kind of kicking in. Because, like, tetanus, it kind of felt like your arm was getting heavy, right?
Yeah, no, tetanus shot was horrible.
Yeah.
I could not lift up my arm at all.
That's kind of what I'm getting right now. Like, I'm not saying I can't lift my arm, but, like, the minute I move past a certain part, it's starting to, like, okay, yeah, that hurts. That hurts, mm-hmm. You know? So it is. It's just sensitive. It's sore, but we'll get past it. Everybody that's getting vaccinated, stay patient. Check in with your local facilities. We know that we're up to date with the health guidelines and CDC guidelines, so we do take COVID very seriously. But moving on. The other thing that we want to also talk about, too, is that we came past St. Patrick's Day this week. We got to love the festivities. And, you know, just a little tidbit here, because I was going back and forth between some people on social media. They did cancel the parade, just so that everybody does know that. I mean, it kind of shocked me to actually
it to September.
Yeah, they canceled it and they rescheduled to September. And I mean, people were up in rage and they're like, "I didn't hear nothing." I'm like, I'm pretty sure WNEP and I'm pretty sure the local news affiliate said something. Pretty sure it was posted on Facebook from the city of Scranton that did it. But yeah, all their guys, real quick, I mean, nothing to go outrage about. It's not like they canceled it completely. They just canceled it for the month of March and moved it to September. So it's weird to celebrate, I mean, the Scranton Parade Day in September. But hey, I mean, I guess it works. Another cool thing about this week, too, and the weekend still going on. I do love the fact that Sci-Fi, they do have the Leprechaun movie marathons going on. And of course, Leprechaun, we're talking about the horror franchise starring Warwick Davis. Some of you more modern people listening to us, if you know anything of Warwick Davis, go back to Harry Potter, Professor Flitwick, in the movies. Obviously, Warwick Davis kind of dubbed down a little bit, and he's been playing more of the family, the more, I don't want to say bigger roles, but like obviously getting into just stuff that's more family oriented. You know, the PG rating and stuff like that as he got older. And a lot of the reason to that too was, you know, based on family, you know, as he's getting older, he knows, you know, he's got family of his own. Yeah, that's just, something that he kind of partook with and he's just doing, but they are awesome movies. If, Zach, have you ever seen the Leprechaun movie franchise?
No.
Have you ever seen any of them?
No.
Well, I mean, you're not missing much. If there's any one of them, because it kind of gets ridiculous. It's kind of like a Friday the 13th type deal, you know, like where they have a Jason Voorhees movie for every situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Jason goes to Manhattan, Jason goes to space, Jason goes to hell. Well, you know, I mean, they kind of did that with Leprechaun. You know, the movies just kind of got, I mean, you would probably get a kick out of the ones like Back to the Hood. Like Leprechaun, Back to the Hood, Back to the Hood 2. No, I'm dead serious. Like, it's literally Leprechaun in, like, Compton, like, Los Angeles, California. And it is. It's they're hysterical. I mean, I can't take the movie seriously. But even one of them has, like, Ice-T in it, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, you might get a kick out of that because I know you're a big rap fan. And there is some real big reference to, like, rap music, like, popular rappers at that time,
mm-hmm.
you know? So they do kind of go through that. And, I would probably say if I could save anybody and give you the saving grace on that movie franchise, the movies are entertaining to watch, but if there's one that you could really void and get the hell away from, it's comparable to like the Jason X movie where they sent Jason up to space and it was corny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly how Leprechaun goes. There was called Leprechaun Lost in Space. Don't watch it. Save yourself the opportunity. You could watch something else, 2 hours worth, something completely different, whether it be streaming something off of the Netflix or anything like that. We're doing you a favor. Don't watch it. It's garbage. Just fucking garbage.
Yep. There's another dollar in there too, by the way.
What do you mean another dollar? That was the first dollar tonight.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Was that our first buck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Zach is keeping tally of me. So, and Zach, do we have a tally like right now? Like, do we know like how much we're going? Like the last I left on, I do know that we were at 13.
Yeah, that would be 14, I believe.
Okay, so this is 14?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Oh my God, I got 3-4.
Okay, so moving on. Also a little, tidbit about these, Leprechaun movies. And again, just to wrap up on it, you know, one thing that you do, if you go back to the original, that's the one you'll probably enjoy the most. Hands down the best. One of the original, with Warwick and a young introduced Jennifer Aniston, believe it or not. Pre-nose job, by the way. I want to throw that out there. Pre-nose job. And of course, you know, we're going to kind of go right into music now because, Zach, guess what I did this week? Well, guess what I did on Wednesday?
What'd you do?
Because Wednesday was St. Patrick's Day. So, me being, you know, very, you know, I love my Irish, you know, the traditions and everything like that. You know, we have a lot of Irish ethnicity in our family. And you probably do, too. I mean, the last name Allen, that mm-hmm. sounds pretty Irish.
Yeah, I'm 50% Irish.
Yep. So, I mean, I have mackerels, I have doers, I have coolbucks on my side of the family. So, I mean, we're like almost like a 75% Irish family. Just, you know, the Serb is the part that kind of gets, you know, on the Slovak end, you know, kind of the Slovak Polish.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we really do love our Irish traditions. We, You know, we love all the music. We love the obviously the foods. So it is kind of something that we do celebrate in the family every year. You know, my mother usually cooks a ham and cabbage dinner, which she didn't do this year just because of with everything with COVID. She was kind of relaxing too. And but no, Dropkick Murphys. Wednesday night, I was watching the Dropkick Murphys live in concert online. Now, Flogging Molly also had a concert going on. It was, I don't know if it was at the same time, but I didn't catch that one. But both acts were performing online, St. Patrick's Day. And it was pretty cool because they were raising money by asking for donations. So it didn't cost you money to go to the show. But what if, you know, if you liked everything and you were getting into it, just throw like a $5, a $10 donation towards whatever group that they were fundraising for at that night. And I thought that that was really cool. You know, two big acts. You know, I mean, you throw them, I mean, one being obviously of Ireland, one being of Boston, Massachusetts. I mean, it was cool to see the domestic and the international get going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But interesting, just to wrap up the St. Patrick's Day theme, want to refer to something that was brought to my attention. Somebody actually asked me this on social media this week, and it was on Facebook, actually. So I'm actually going to reference out a good one there by our buddy Tim. All right, so Tim, this is for you, and it's kind of funny because Tim is actually bringing up what the meaning, you know, what do they mean by Tim Finnegan's Wake? And he did, you know, we did go into the conversation, so the back and forth, we did establish that, yeah, it was a ballad, and that's really where it started from. It's nothing more than an Irish ballad. But what happened is, in this Irish ballad, you know, it's a little cool to, it's a cool thing to research, you know, because what they reference highly in it is that they talk about the water of life, which is whiskey. What is it called? Ishibithia. And what that means in Gaelic is water of life, and obviously known as whiskey. And Tim Finnegan is a real person. Tim Finnegan was actually a laborer builder that fell off a ladder. He broke his skull. And of course, obviously, that doesn't sound good. So they had Tim Finnegan's wake. And at his wake, there was all the Irish activities going on. People beating each other up, dancing, singing, drinking. And that does sound pretty damn Irish, doesn't it? The fighting, the drinking, and everything. Well, here it is breaking out at a wake. But it was in celebration of Tim Finnegan. So that's where we kind of got the ballad. That's kind of where we got the story of Tim Finnegan. As it grew, James Joyce, the author, wrote the book, Tim Finnegan's Wake. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. There is a meaning to it. So if anybody has some time and they're looking up a little bedtime story and they want to know a little more about Tim Finnegan, yeah, definitely check him out. So the Dropkicks did not make that up. Even the Flogging Molly did not make that up. It's actually an old, old Irish tune. So, but anyway, we close the book on St. Patrick's Day. We close the book on all the Irish. And now we go into some other topics. So, Zach, another thing that I want to mention is that there's some real positive reviews coming out now for the Snyder Cut. And we talked about that a couple weeks because, you know, this was the re-release of the Justice League movie. So far, I mean, I haven't seen anything yet. And this has been roll called to me by Jenna. Jenna is demanding that you watch this movie. So she's probably going to give you the credential to log in. Or she's probably going to somehow maybe have it set up for you. But she wants you to watch it. Because we are going to talk about it. And supposedly right now this is getting massive reviews. Massive positive reviews, I should say. It is sounding really good.
Good to know.
So, and I was just talking to my brother about it tonight. He was so stoked. But the only thing that kind of turns me off is that I was just never big into the DC comics, you know?
Yep.
I mean, Marvel was definitely my statue, but, I mean, I give it credit. I mean, probably if anything out of that bunch, I mean, Batman's the best, you know? I'm just not big on who plays Batman.
Yep.
All right. So moving on. Another thing that we have going on is Falcon and Winter Soldier started this weekend on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I got to watch.
Speaking of
that.
Disney, yeah, are you going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it. I just haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it either. So, and that's kind of where I kind of wanted to get at, you know. None of us have watched the first episode. Now, we do plan on going into that next week when Jenna returns, cuz she definitely wants to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we really liked WandaVision. We were just kind of wondering, you know, I wouldn't say that we were upset with the ending of it, but I'm hoping that if it was anything like WandaVision, let's hope that it's a good show and the ending to it could be much better. That's the only thing that I'm asking for. You know, I want some surprise element. I want some surprises. But yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it. So Falcon and Winter Soldier, it did start on Disney Plus this week. And speaking of Disney, moving over to a familiar topic from 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Star Wars Legos. You do have a statement that was made from Lego, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is it?
They said that minifigures in a UCS set are only a bonus. But my problem is, if it's only a bonus, why in the Sam Living hell are you asking what minifigures we want in a set if they're just a bonus? If they're just a bonus, don't ask us what ones we want.
So this still goes back to that topic. I mean, I have a feeling, like, I'm getting deja vu. Didn't we have this conversation this week?
Yes.
We did. Who? Was it just us, or?
No, it was just us.
Oh, okay. So, I'm thinking to myself, I mean, yeah, it's getting to the point where it's like, if you're going to put out a survey, dude, and ask, you know, what we want, I mean, don't go through the trouble of doing it if it's not going to be real. You know?
Like, why waste our time asking what Legos figures we want if you're not going to give it to us anyway and just come out and say that they're just a bonus? If they're just a bonus, don't ask us what ones we want and just put them in there whenever you feel like it if it's a bonus.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
And I think that's why people are kind of getting more motivated to make purchases off these other retailers that you could find online where they make the custom figures, because there are some real friggin' artistic ones out there.
Yeah.
I mean, especially the ones that you showed me.
That's what I've started doing.
Yep. And I mean, they could literally sell. I mean, if not, I mean, they might even be better than an actual Lego product, an official Lego minifig. Just the detail and the clear cut of what every little detail is put into those figures. So I do like how people are kind of getting into that. The minifig business, minifig, how it's growing in popularity. It is pretty cool, I have to admit.
Yep.
Zach, are you buying from anybody recently? I mean, I do know that you are big into the minifigs, but is there anybody that you would recommend to people?
I would recommend the website Minifigs for You.
Okay.
And that's with the number 4 and just the letter U.
Okay. Yep. I just want to kind of plug that in because, you know, obviously if there's a source that you're familiar with or people are buying from, especially with the Star Wars topic that we've been going back and forth, definitely want to kind of plug that in for everybody.
Yep.
So, well, I think this is a pretty good time to take a break, because the bigger topic that we are going to get into in just a little bit is all about basketball. And, of course, right now we're watching here as an update with our Villanova game. We're still watching the second half of it. And before this night ends, we kind of want to wait till this one wraps up. And we want to give you our projection on the bracket. We're going to call this our garlic jar bracket. So I already have one filled out, and I am completely setting that one aside. So I kind of want to do one going back and forth here with Zach tonight. And you know what? Well, maybe we'll make some interesting stakes here. I think, you know, at the end of the tournament, you know what? If Zach's bracket does better than mine, I'm going to give him a loot crate. And yeah, I mean, we have tons and tons of loot crate material lying around here. If he outbeats me on the bracket, I'm giving him a loot crate for nothing. So I think that's going to be the deal. Unless you want to maybe raise the stakes a little bit.
Yep.
You okay with the loot crate?
I'm good with that.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds pretty good with me. Guys, stay tuned to us. We'll be right back. We're going to just get a little bit of refresher here, refill our beers, take a quick little bathroom break. We will be right back. Dribble, 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 baby. Get the basketballs out. We're ready to go. We are going to talk March Madness bracketology. And it is so cool to see how bracketology has come far into a lot of different things. I'll give you a good example. Even though that we see bracketology being probably most famous for the part being in NCAA college basketball. I have seen bracketology work best, even in gaming competitions. Zach, can you even, like, if you were watching professional gaming series, like on esports, they had teams going up against each other in tournaments. Mm-hmm. They use the bracket, don't they?
They do. They just interpret it different. So they'll have like a group stage. Mm-hmm. So instead of like a season to where they like find out their seeding, they'll actually have a group stage.
Okay.
And I think it's usually the top 16 out of like 18 teams get in.
Being that we're talking about esports and we see the bracket, where was the first esport game that you saw the bracket be used for?
Counter-Strike.
Okay. I'm going to throw one at you, and you might like this, because it's classic. Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, never got it.
You know what? I never got into it either, but the way that people take it so seriously, I mean, there are some real... I mean, I guess it's an art, man. You are a Super Smash Brother fighter, you know?
Yeah. Right. Listen, everybody's into their own thing.
The first time I ever saw this was at Keystone College. I remember there was a gaming group there.
Yeah.
Called KGAT. At the time, it was called the Keystone Gaming and Technology Club. Mm-hmm. And they used to host events in the theater at Brooks.
Yeah.
And in Brooks, I mean, you have the huge projector screen come down. This thing is huge. Huge. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm using the Trumpy. Huge. Okay? Huge. Okay? And that right there is just, okay, I'm not moving. I'm watching. Like, you could tell me there's something going on at this event. You could say that somebody's giving money out in the parking lot. No. My eyes are literally on this huge screen that just drops down.
Yeah.
And you are watching epic battle after epic battle of all of these kids that are so freaking good at Super Smash Brothers. I mean, I remember playing it back when I had it in Nintendo 64. I was never that good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody said, well, if you think that's better, you should come back 2 weeks when we do Mario Kart. I'm like, what? And Mario Karts. Oh, man. I freaking love Mario Kart. Don't even get me started on that. But that was my first one that I actually saw the bracket. When I saw the bracket being used in like an esport or a game, Super Smash Brothers.
Yep.
So, all right. It is that time. We are going to fill out our brackets. And keep in mind, we are ahead in time. So some of these teams are actually already filled in.
Mm-hmm.
We're picking up right where the matches are at. And of course, we're watching Villanova. Both me and Zach, I think we could agree that coming into this episode, we did agree and we wanted Villanova to win that matchup.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. Yes. So we are taking Villanova, regardless of the situation. We are keeping track of it. We will watch it. We will update it.
Yep.
But let's focus on the West, okay? And by the way, if anybody's a fan of David's sunflower seeds, I recommend the dill pickle flavored. They are really good, and that is exactly what I am chowing down on over here. So anyway, moving on, we have the West. We have Gonzaga and Norfolk State.
Okay, not to cut you off or anything. This is completely off topic.
Go ahead.
But this dude, it literally was just the rudest person to be ever.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I so wish I could reach through the screen and punch him right now.
Are you still talking to EA Sports?
I just got done with it, yeah.
Okay.
My old email on this account, for anybody that doesn't know, that I'm trying to get into my EA account, my old email was hacked, so I have no more access to it. I'm trying to update it to my new email. So this guy goes in after giving him my information. He goes in and changes it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to make sure that I received the email so I can go reset the password. And I was like, yeah. And his response is, awesome. In the future, you can update your EA account information on your own. How am I supposed to update it on my own if I no longer have access to that email?
I was just going to ask that. I mean, you're literally there telling them you have no access to the email account.
EA Sports, ladies and gentlemen. EA effing Sports.
Now, I just want to put this out here. This is not pre-programmed.
No,
I mean,
that was a live chat.
And you saw how quick I was to go right after the initial thing. The initial thing is that you couldn't log in with that email.
Mm-hmm. Just another proof that they don't care. Just like Lego. Well, maybe they could, you know, collab on something.
Maybe.
I mean, they're both good. Maybe. They're both good at treating their customers like garbage.
But somehow we always find ourselves back to their products. It's the truth, Zach. It's the truth.
Yeah. Anyway, continue. Let's go into the first one. I'm annoyed.
All right. So we're talking about the West. The first matchup that we see here is Saturday. It's Gonzaga, Norfolk State. Now, of course, I'm just going right down the bracket. So the first matchup that we see here, it's Gonzaga, Norfolk State. What do we pick?
I'm easily picking Gonzaga.
Okay. That is my pick.
Easily. Gonzaga's too good to pick against right now.
Okay. I have Gonzaga as well.
And if they get upset, then the whole world is going to go up because...
And, hey, it's possible.
Oh, it's definitely possible. I'm not saying it's not possible. It's very unlikely, but anything's possible.
In March Madness, you never know. All right. So the next matchup that I see on the bracket here for West is Oklahoma, Missouri.
This is a tough one. I don't know much about the teams, honestly. I don't know what you know.
But... Okay. I actually like Missouri on this one. Okay. I like Mizzou.
Well,
I'm taking Mizzou.
I had Missouri last year, 2016. I think.
Uh-huh.
And I had them advancing to the first round. And they got blown out.
They got blown out, yep.
So I'm going to go against you, and I'm going to go with Oklahoma, because I don't have any faith in them.
Nice. Okay. So Zach takes Oklahoma. Next matchup, we have Creighton and UCSB. Now, I like Creighton in that one. I think Creighton's playing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Creighton on that one, too, just because I don't know anything about the other school. And usually, Creighton is always a solid pick against lower-tier teams that no one's ever heard of. Just half the teams in the tournament.
Yep. I like Creighton on that one. So that's exactly where I'm going. How about Virginia and Ohio?
You know,
now, Virginia's ranked number 4 here, so...
Yeah, and I did watch Virginia play, I think, was it last year they made it to the Final Four?
Mm-hmm.
Or the year before, and I was really impressed with the way they played, so I'm going to pick Virginia on that.
Okay. I am also taking Virginia as well. Okay, the next pick, next matchup that we have in the West is going to be USC and Drake.
I'm going to go with the Trojans.
Okay. I'm going to go with Drake. I'm going to go with the...
I haven't seen Drake, so...
I'm going to go with an upset there. I think the number 11 stops the number 6.
Okay.
All right. Okay, moving on. We have Kansas and East Washington.
I'm going to go Kansas because...
I am too.
Kansas is... I ain't going against Kansas. Let's just say that. Not this early.
Yep, that's kind of my mentality. I'm going to take Kansas. Pretty confident in that
one. Not taking them this early. Not as an upset, no way.
Okay, we have Oregon and VCU.
This is
close matchup.
This is very tough because VCU has played really well the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and I'm glad that you mentioned that.
But I'm taking number 7, Oregon.
Okay, and I am going to take VCU. So I am going to take the number 10 upset on 7. How about Iowa and Grand Canyon?
I'm taking Iowa all the way. All the way to Iowa.
You know, if this one tanks, I swear.
I am taking Iowa. No doubt I'm taking Iowa on that one.
And just for, I want to let everybody know, once we get over into the next part of the bracket here, when we start talking about the South, God, I was so upset with one of the picks this already.
You probably
already know what we're talking about. So just keep posted to that. All right, so now since we go into the next part of the bracket, we have to determine now who goes where. So this would be our round 2.
Yeah, I'm actually drawing out the bracket while we're doing this. So.
Yeah, no, I am too. So that would put us with Gonzaga.
And Oklahoma.
And, well, yep, so you're Gonzaga, Missouri. So my next one right there would be...
I'm going Gonzaga.
I'm going with Gonzaga as well.
And then my next one, I don't know if it's the same with yours, but it's Creighton and Virginia, and I'm taking Virginia.
Okay, and I am going to stick with Creighton.
Ooh.
Spicy. Okay. Yes, right? So the next part in round two is Drake and Kansas.
I have UCS. UCS. Here I am talking about Star Wars again. Ooh. USC and Kansas, and I am going Kansas.
Yep, I'm going to go Kansas as well.
Not ready to count them out yet.
And then VCU and Iowa, I have Iowa.
I have Oregon and Iowa, and this is going to be the first upset I'm going with. I'm going Oregon over Iowa. Ooh,
that's pretty damn interesting there, Zach. I like that.
Yep.
Okay. So now, when we go into round three for the West,
I have Gonzaga and Virginia.
Okay. So I have Gonzaga and Creighton. I am still taking Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Kansas and Iowa.
I'm sticking with the Jayhawks.
Yep. So it's going to be Gonzaga and Iowa there.
Oh, Jayhawk, what do you mean? I said the Jayhawks, not the Hawks.
Wait a minute.
Jayhawks is Kansas.
Yeah. Kansas?
Yes, I'm taking Kansas over Oregon, just because you have Iowa, I have Oregon.
Yeah, I have Iowa and Kansas.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Gonzaga and Iowa.
Okay, I'm going Gonzaga and Kansas.
Okay.
And then I am going Gonzaga over Kansas to win the West.
So am I. Well, Gonzaga over Iowa. That'll be mine. Okay, so that's the West.
What one do you want to do next? The South?
Now we go to the South. Now keep in mind, we already have matches that have already been... So I'm just going to fill these in.
Yeah, I'm gonna choose the way that I wanted to, even before they played out, though.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Go ahead. So Baylor, I'm just kind of jotting these down.
Yeah. Well, you're only writing the winning teams. I'm doing, like, the whole bracket as we're doing this.
Yeah. So today we had a Baylor win. We had a Wisconsin win. Villanova. Looks like they are going to win. But of course, we did declare that we were taking Villanova.
They're up by 12.
Yeah, there's no way.
It's 20 seconds.
This one, Purdue and North Texas. I got killed on my other bracket on this one. So I can't believe that actually happened.
I actually already have a bracket that's like completely gone. And it's not because of that one.
Oh, really?
Yep. Because of the other one that happened today.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I would probably think it's got to be... What would that be?
Scroll down in the bracket to the last South matchup.
So you're probably talking about the Rutgers and Clemson?
No. Two down.
Michigan State?
No, man.
Wait,
Oral Roberts and Ohio State. I had Ohio State going to the final.
Oh,
four,
yes,
that literally
yes.
Just screwed up my bracket. So.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay. Yep, I see that.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one. All right, so hang on. Let's keep this going. And as you guys know, you could obviously hear us filling out the bracket so that we know that this is being legit. We're not sugarcoating this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Villanova, North Texas, so that would be the next matchup. Okay, so the other ones that ended here was Texas Tech and Utah State. Texas Tech took that one. So we could plug that in. And then the other one was Arkansas and Colgate. No surprise there. Arkansas should have got that, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we had Florida taking the win, the Gators. And then the upset, Ohio State and Oral Roberts. Mm-hmm. So, Oral Roberts. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to do something, so you keep on writing over there.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can...
Well, the next part is just declaring now where we break down the South. So now, going into that, you want me to give you a quick minute there or what?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So, being that the next matchup will be Baylor and Wisconsin, I will take Baylor over Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
I am also looking at our next matchup of Villanova and North Texas. I'm pretty scared, but I'm confident that Villanova will keep the win going.
Yep.
So I'm going to keep Villanova in.
I was trying to see if there was a way to open a blank bracket with the teams in Word, but I don't
think Oh, like one that you just fill in the squares?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to look for, too. Sorry.
You're fine.
I'm trying to catch up on these seeds. They're building up on me.
You're fine. Let's fill the one out on ESPN.
So the Texas Tech and, let's see, this would go Texas Tech and Arkansas being next. Still taking Arkansas.
Yeah.
And then for Florida and Oral Roberts, I mean, I have no idea what to think here. I mean, if they could keep close contention to Ohio State like that, I mean, Florida's beatable. I'm sorry to say it. I mean, take a look at the score that you saw there between Florida and Virginia Tech. You're only talking about a 5-point difference.
Mm-hmm.
5-point difference. I'm actually going to go, and even though that some people may actually take this now as a ride, filling out a second bracket, maybe, you know, maybe everybody's going to be on the train of this.
Right.
I'm actually going to take Oral Roberts just to make our garlic jar one interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I will take that as an interesting one. And of course, I mean, I could definitely get burned on that, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So this would be our round, let's see, because our round two would have been already concluded there. So now going into the next round, we have Baylor and Villanova.
I would take Villanova in that.
I'm actually going to stay with Baylor.
I would 100% take Villanova.
I'm going to stay. Oh, great.
And again, I'm a Villanova fanboy, so.
It's all right. Rooting for their team there. I think with the meetup now here to Oral Roberts, I will take Arkansas. And then, of course, now we meet here at our next roundup. Baylor and Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Baylor all the way. Taking Baylor all the way. So, just keeping that out there, guys. Just like on my other side of the bracket here for the West, I kept Gonzaga all the way to the end. So, we would have a Gonzaga and a Baylor. Well, Gonzaga on the West, Baylor on the South.
Yep.
Okay. So, that concludes those two sides of the bracket. The next part that we're going to enter is obviously the East and the Midwest. Now, again, some games have already been played in the Midwest. We have not seen anything played in the East yet, from what I'm seeing here, except for two games, I believe. That was Mount St. Mary's, Texas. What is that? Texas South, and then I think the other one was Michigan State and UCLA, right? I think those were the only two East games that were played. Okay. Yeah. Those were the only two games played in the East.
Yep.
Okay. So right now, we are going to fill out the bracket. Okay, so we have our matchups here determined for the East. Michigan, Texas South. And I think I'm pronouncing that right. I think that is Texas South. Texas SO?
I believe so, yeah.
I think it is. Either way, I'm taking Michigan.
Yeah, I would take Michigan too.
Okay. We have LSU and St. Bona.
LSU.
I am going to take I'm taking LSU. All right. Then the next one we have is Colorado and Georgetown. Even though Colorado's ranked at 5.
I'll take Colorado.
I'm going to take Georgetown. And it's not just because, I mean, yeah, reputable college, reputable basketball program. I think Georgetown could actually pull off the defeat here. I think they could pull an upset. Number 12, shocking number 5. We have Florida State and UNCG. I'm definitely taking Florida State.
Yeah.
Okay. And our next one would be BYU and UCLA. I'm taking BYU. Texas and Abilene. I have no idea what that would be. I mean, I'm just going to leave it at Abilene. I'm going to take Texas.
Yeah, just take Texas.
And we have Connecticut and Maryland. Next matchup, I will take Maryland. And then Alabama and Iona. I'm taking Alabama.
Yep.
Okay. So that would lead us into our next matchups. Okay, Michigan, LSU. Michigan and LSU.
LSU.
That's a good one. I'm still going to stay with Michigan. So that's good. That sets our brackets aside here. So you're taking LSU. How about Georgetown and Florida State in that next round? Well, I think...
Florida State.
Okay, so that's who I'm going to go with. BYU and Texas.
BYU. Upset.
Okay, I'm going to take Texas. And then Maryland and Alabama. I'm still going to take Bama. Who are you going to take on that one?
Which one?
Maryland and Alabama.
Alabama.
Okay. All right, so our next round would go into Michigan, Florida State. I'm going to take a Florida State upset here. They take out Michigan number 1.
Yeah.
Texas, Alabama. I'm going to go with Texas. And then we meet at Florida State and Texas. So, real quick, who are you going to take on the Texas and Alabama game?
Alabama.
Okay, so you're going to take Alabama still?
Yep.
So your matchup would be Florida State and Alabama. Mine's Florida State and Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point, I still would take Florida State. I'm going to take them over Texas if they meet, which would be really cool because you're taking the number 3 meeting the number 4 team. I think that would be a really good and really great competitive matchup.
Yep.
So taking Florida State to accomplish the East. Now we move over to the Midwest.
Okay. Whatever one do you want to start with?
Okay. So right now for Midwest, we do have games that have already ended. So we do know that Illinois did beat Drexel.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a shock.
No.
That was expected. All right. So then we had Loyola and Georgia Tech. All right. Loyola took it. Another good name in college basketball, by the way. Loyola always has a good basketball program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we have Tennessee and Oregon State. Okay, so Oregon State took that one. All right. That's actually an upset, too, right there. Number 12 going over to the number 5.
Yeah, I had Tennessee 1 and 2.
Oklahoma State and Liberty. I thought Liberty could have actually pulled that upset because Liberty actually has done it before.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have Oklahoma State. Okay, then we have San Diego and Syracuse. Syracuse obviously pulled that win. Okay. West Virginia and Morehead State.
That's going on right now. Yeah, I mean, they're going to take it. They're up 82-66 with a minute and 9 seconds left in the second. So, West Virginia's going to win.
Okay.
Barring some miracle.
All right, so we'll take West Virginia on that. Both of us agree.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson and Rutgers.
Rutgers won by 4.
Yep. So, we fill Rutgers in on the bracket. And then we have Houston and, I'm assuming that's Cleveland State, right?
Yeah.
All right, so... All right, so Houston. So our picks now go towards who wins Illinois and Loyola.
Illinois.
Okay. That is one that I will agree on. I am taking Illinois, Oregon State, and Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Okay. I would agree with you on that one as well. Syracuse and West Virginia.
Cuse.
Oh, ditto. I am taking the orange as well. Syracuse as well.
Even though that pains me to say it because I have a friend that's a Syracuse fan.
I'm taking Syracuse. I'm agreeing with you on that. And then Rutgers and Houston, I'm taking Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So our next roundup, Illinois, Oklahoma State. Boy. Who do we take?
Illinois.
Upset alert. Taking Oklahoma State. Syracuse and Houston. I am going to stay with Houston.
I'm sticking to Syracuse. That's my upset.
Really? That's going to be the upset, yeah. Huh? Interesting. I like that. That's a good pick. I like that. That is a really good pick, Zach. I like that. That's actually making me want to debate to change, but I can't.
See, I have a bracket that I haven't looked at yet,
mm-hmm.
So I could still potentially have a perfect bracket, because I don't remember what I picked.
Man, yeah. I do like that. That is a good pick.
So, I have to...
Taking Cuse all the way through. All right, but now who ends the next round? I mean, I have Oklahoma State and Houston going at it. You obviously have Illinois and Cuse going. I have to go with Houston.
Cuse's run is good, but Illinois is going to end it.
So you're going to take Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois goes all the way in your Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And mine's opposite. I'm actually going Houston all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now... I mean, I think this is a good time. You know what? Let's make this interesting. Everybody knows what our bracket picks are now for getting down to, you know, getting the West, getting the South, getting the East and Midwest picked. I think what we should do next, and this is just me, I think we should wait on our next picks. The only reason I say that is because we definitely have some time. We definitely filled out some dates mm-hmm. and times. And I think next episode, when we have Jen on,
mm-hmm.
we'll have her put the officiating in for our Final Four and championship.
That's fine. I'm down with that.
You down with that?
Yep.
So I'm going to keep my bracket handy. I'm actually going to tack it right here in my corkboard. So again, just to repeat this, I have Gonzaga West, Baylor South, Florida State East, Houston Midwest. Zach, you have who?
I have Gonzaga in the West.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I had Villanova in the East, or the South.
Yeah, you had, I think you did have Villanova.
And then Midwest, I have Illinois.
Okay, and you have Illinois. How about for the East?
I believe I had...
Was it Florida State, Alabama? No, you did Alabama, didn't you?
No, I did Alabama.
Okay. Okay, so that's where we're at then. We'll stay at those. Circling them, boom, boom. And Jen will be our officiator of determining the Final Four in the championship game. And then we'll obviously conclude a champion. Stay tuned to that, everybody. That was Bracketology here with us, Zach and I, putting the two minds together. Two big fans of NCAA college basketball. We love that it's all back. And we love the fact that our listeners, too, anybody that are fans of NCAA basketball, we're hoping that you're enjoying the games as much as we are. So with that being said, I think it's time to end the night. This has been a great, productive podcast, as usual. So thanks for coming through with us. Thanks for indulging in some St. Patrick's Day talks, St. Patrick's Day traditions, talking a little bit about the upcoming aspects there of the Snyder Cut. And, of course, now that Falcon and Winter Soldier now is airing on Disney+, you could stream it now. It'll be available Fridays. And, yeah, I mean... here we are in March Madness. Let's keep it going. I'm excited. We have up until April 5th, and April 5th will determine our championship game. So, we wish you all a very good evening. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bedbugs bite.
Agreed. Little bell, and her head went round and round. Whoa. She thought I was okay, but he stepped up.